Support for today's broadcast comes from Common Ground Food Co-op in Lincoln Square Mall, featuring organic and local foods grown right here in Illinois. More information is on their website at www.commonground.coop. And from the Black Dog Smoke and Ale House, serving barbecue beef brisket, pork shoulder, ribs, chicken, and more, slow-cooked over a wood-fired smoker. Open Sunday through Thursday, 11 a.m. to 10 p.m., and Friday and Saturday, 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. The Black Dog, 201 North Broadway in downtown Urbana.
Hi, this is Illinois Public Media Director of Agricultural Programming, Dave Dickey. Coming up next, Lisa Brooks learns you don't need a gas-powered vehicle to get your produce to market in her latest edition of In My Backyard.
It's the hottest day of the summer so far, and the University of Illinois Sustainable Student Farms' Zach Grant is peddling produce. I mean, yes, he's peddling produce to customers out on the quad at the farm's produce stand that his coworkers set up every Thursday morning at 11 a.m., but in order to get at least some of the produce there, he's also peddling it. I'd heard he'd been bringing fresh produce from the farm to the quad via bicycle and a specially designed cart for the last 6 weeks and had to investigate. It's a 3-mile ride for Zach. Leaving now, 18 minutes, he texts me. I'm wondering if the heat will slow him down, but almost exactly 18 minutes later, Zach sails onto the quad on a sturdy bike that has, hitched behind it, a produce cart resembling no produce cart I've ever seen. It's sleek and metallic and modern and not at all boxy. He alights from the bike, unhitches the trailer, and within a minute, I'm looking at something really cool called Folding Farm. Think about a food truck that sells, say, tacos. It's a similar concept, says Zach.
It's almost like the food cart or food mobile food truck concept, but with fresh produce. So you can move it anywhere and transport it easily and then deploy it and sell at a bunch of different venues other than like a traditional farmer's market.
Food carts have been around for centuries, and carts have been hauled behind bikes since bikes were invented. Zach had in mind a cart that would be towable behind a truck or a van when he started collaborating with a graduate architecture studio, Small Studio, at U of I. But he was quite enamored of the idea for Folding Farm when the students presented it to him. For starters, towing produce behind a bike means the carbon footprint of this kind of local food delivery system is greatly reduced. The farm still brings produce to the farm stand using a van, more on that in a minute, but they don't have to make a second trip, thanks to Folding Farm. Folding Farm gets major cool points, though, for being what Zach refers to again and again as being deployable. Not only can it be easily transported to any location for deliveries, it can, once at its destination, immediately unfold into its own freestanding farmer's market. It's like the Swiss Army knife of produce carts. It's also aesthetically pleasing. It might not look very rustic or farmy, but there's beauty in its simplicity, and there are some surprises. The small, fold-out display trays are made from a gorgeous wood, softening the metal and setting off the leaks they're holding. The last few weeks of Folding Farm's deployment have been its test run. How's it working out? I ask Zach.
So there are a few issues. Like, we need to get heavier duty or tires. We need to burly up the bike a little bit and reinforce it. So I'm going to be working with some other bike people in town, some engineers, to come up with a more burly bike to pull. Because the frame itself weighs 200 pounds, and with the tongue load of the hitch, we can haul up to 300 additional pounds, so the whole thing will be about a 500-pound load on the back of the bike.
Folding Farm does not stand alone. It has a partner-designed slide that fits into the back of the farm's delivery van and is used for wheeling deliveries into buildings and as a display at the farm stand. Both slide and Folding Farm are designed around large stackable plastic bins, green ones. It might seem kind of strange to design something so cool around a humble plastic bin, but...
We use them for everything, from harvesting in the field to displaying here to delivering produce to the dining halls, and we just constantly reuse them. So I essentially wanted them to make the cart. That was the very first thing that I gave them. I was like, this is what we use for everything. Design it around this. So slide and Folding Farm were designed specifically around the logistics for how we harvest.
Folding Farm and Slide aren't the end of the collaboration between Small Studio and the Sustainable Student Farm. A wash pack pavilion designed by the studio students is currently under construction, and Zach is hopeful they'll be starting to use it to clean produce on site by late summer. While funding for projects is always an issue, Small Studio has come up with several other projects for the Sustainable Student Farm that they hope to realize as money becomes available. You can check these projects out, look at some photos of work in progress, or watch a short video about the collaboration at www.uiucsmallstudio.com. It's not every day you see true collaboration and connection, even affinity, between two totally different disciplines, but agriculture and architecture make sense together. We all need structures and design to live, and, well, everyone eats. And as it turns out, it's actually quite fun to buy people-powered produce. For In My Backyard, this is Lisa Braltz.